Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This second Sunday of Lent, we're reading Luke 13, verses 31 to 35. In this passage, some Pharisees have heard that evil King Herod is determined to kill Jesus, and they warn Jesus to make a run for his life. Let's imagine we might have been one of the group who went to warn Jesus. I was frightened that day we warned the rabbi. I knew what Herod could do to those he considered traitors, but I had to go. I had to tell him about the rumors we'd heard. I know you modern people have heard different things about us Pharisees. We've been reviled over the years. You teach, don't be like the Pharisees, parading around, praying publicly, looking for honors. But we weren't all like that. Most of us Pharisees tried hard to follow the law in humility. We knew what it meant to be children of the covenant. But things were changing. We'd been under Roman rule for so long that some of our group had started to work with the Romans, and it scared me. If we were children of the covenant, how could we be children of Caesar, too? So when word came about this rabbi, Jesus, I had to go hear him. I had to know if his words were as powerful as people were saying, if he knew the Torah as well as people were saying. I had to know if he really was a miracle worker, because that's what we were looking for, we Jews. We were looking for a miracle, a Messiah, someone who could help us break free of the Romans and restore to us a homeland. I have to tell you, I was impressed. I may be young, but I know sincerity when I see it. I know passion when I hear it. I know the Spirit of the Lord when I see miracles. And this rabbi had all these things. And I just knew that if we talked to him, we could make him see our point. Then maybe he would agree to be our Messiah. I was so sure he could rally our people and raise up an army. So sure he could overthrow the Romans and bring us to the promised land, just as the Lord promised Abraham. It wouldn't be easy. Herod had also heard about Jesus. Herod always heard everything. His spies were everywhere, and that included some of my own people. Some were scared of this Jesus. He was preaching sedition, preaching the first shall be last and the last shall be first, and I know some of my people weren't happy with that. They liked being first. They liked having power. They were comfortable where they were. They didn't want things turned around. Despite the danger, we went to warn the rabbi. But the way he answered, it wasn't what I expected. I guess I thought he'd be grateful or something, but he wasn't grateful at all. When I'd heard him preaching to the crowds, I thought he was sort of naive. All that love others as yourselves and blessed are the meek stuff, but he wasn't like that. Sharp he was, sharp. He called Herod a fox. A fox in the hen house, just waiting to hold more Jewish feathers in his claws, just waiting to taste more Jewish grief and misery between his teeth. I felt a shiver go up my spine and the hairs on my arms stood up, and I knew we couldn't stop him. He told us he knew what happened to prophets, that he was going to keep on teaching and healing and making his way to Jerusalem. Then his face changed and his voice changed, and I'll tell you, I never heard such sadness in my life, like Rachel weeping for her children who will not be comforted. He cried out for Jerusalem, for all of us. He cried out his wish that he could gather and protect us, like a mother hen with her chicks. And he accused us, all of Israel, all the children of the covenant, of not listening to him. I'll never forget the look in his eyes when he said that we would never see him again till we said, blessed is the one who comes in God's name, leaving us in our grief because so few of us had really listened to him. I know it's too late for me, but you today can listen in a different way. You still have foxes in your world who want to kill the hens, powers in your world that want nothing more than to deny and betray the rabbi, the ones who gloat in their power and want only to keep others under their heel. You have the words of the rabbi. Listen to them. Remember the faithfulness of your ancestors and the assurance of the Lord's love. Remember the prophets who did their best and died for their pains. And when you've remembered, let the foxes of your world know who's really in charge of the hen house. Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.